Uncle Josh and the Sailor.
Well, to the long last spring, from it was this year, I didn't know how I'd get my flower in done, and while I was thinking what I'd do in the matter, fellow come along said he wanted a job. I asked him, "Have you ever worked on a farm?" He said, "Yep." He was raised on a farm where the land was so poor they had to plant beans with a shotgun, and he got one leg shorter than the other from plowing on side hills. He said he'd been a sailor most all his life. Well, I didn't put much stock in him, but I hired him. I sent him to plowing down in the South 40, where the best yoke oxen I had in about a half an hour. I heard some of the awfulest language I ever expect to hear in all my born days. Well, I went down the field to see what was the matter. There was that sailor standing out alongside of them oxen yelling at him, "Stabbard, you freckle-faced landlubber, Stabbard." Well, I showed him how to turn them around and say gee and haw, and every little while I could hear that fella holler, "Oh, Port G. Stabbard." Well, when dinner time come, I rung the dinner bell and he stayed right out there plowing. I went out and asked him why he didn't come to dinner, and he said he always was fight to grub on each bell. I had to run around the neighborhood and borrow seven other bells and ring all eight of them and get that darn fool to come to dinner. When he come in, I asked him what he'd done with the oxen, and he said he entered them out in the harbor so he could get a tug and tow them into port. Well, sir, that fella couldn't get over being a sailor. They called me the captain, Nancy the mate, and the rest of the family was the crew. They called the front yard the quarter deck and the back yard the poop deck. They called the cellar the hold. They called the front room the forecastle. And when Nancy scrubbed out the kitchen, he said she was swabbing out the cook's galley. Well, when he come in with a hat full of eggs, I asked him where he got them. He said he found them in the hatchway, and when he wanted to put a rubber and a compass on the windmill. Well, I sent him up in the hayloft to pick down some hay, and he stopped and blew the whistle and said he was piping all hands hail off. Well, when I sent him to fasten down the cover on the haystack, he said he was furling the mainsail on the hay bark. Well, sir, he talked so darn much, sailor, he made me seasick. And he could tell the awfulest whoppers. Some of them would make old Ananias ashamed of himself. He said his father was a sailor and was shipwrecked at sea. And what had happened was a lot of islands where nothing but mermaids lived. And when the mermaids seen his father, they'd all sit down to see which one of them would marry him. And the queen of all the mermaids won his father and married him, and they had three children. Two of them was fish, and the other one was him. He said his father died there, and he got away. Well, I put up with it all, but he wanted me to set up nights and flush water again inside the house so he could go to sleep. And right then and there, by gosh, I discharged that sailor.